But we would keep this first. I'm gonna call this series the run up, and I'll
Okay.
edit it out later to, like, you know, edit the intro and everything. But I figured we could, unless you had a better idea, which I'm all
No,
for,
that's fine.
kind
Yeah.
of keep today's to, you know, it's a consequential day, as is tomorrow. And I wanted to ask your opinion on what you think. You know, since we're keeping this to about 15 minutes or so, what you think the consequences either way of today will be. And we could talk ad nauseum about what tomorrow will look like with all that's going on and all that people are saying they're going to do. But
Right.
focusing on today and the balance of power, what it looks like if the Dems hold it, because here's how I view it, and then I'm just going to let you take the reins. I don't think it's going to be either one Republican or one Democrat wins. I think it's going to be both or both. That's kind of how I feel. I could be wrong. What are your thoughts, and what are the consequences, briefly speaking, which is tough, of how this goes either way?
Okay, well, we'll take the Republicans first.
Okay.
Given the nature of the Republicans that are possibly could, you know, that would win, I don't think there would certainly be a difference, but they've already said that they'd be more than happy to work with the Biden administration.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you're going to see, you know, Mitch McConnell, I think, is perfectly happy being in the minority. He still has his little kingdom.
Yeah.
And so forth. So I don't think you're going to see anything. I think that they'll be able to pass a lot of stuff that they would normally pass. Maybe some of the really crazy items they might have some difficulty with if the Republicans hold it. My feeling is that the, and I could be wrong, I think the Democrats are going to take both seats.
Mm-hmm.
I think some of the early voting and stuff has been heavily Democratic.
Yeah.
So then that would come to, how, the only thing to offset that would be a heavy Republican voting in person. And sometimes when you have a seemingly, you know, when one side presumes the other side's going to win anyway, then many people will say, my vote isn't going to count, so why should I go?
Right.
So I would say that it's more likely that the Democrats will win them both than not. And I think if that should happen, you know, and I guess there could certainly be a split too, but if that should happen, if they both win, then I think that will allow the Democratic Party under Schumer and Pelosi to do the things that they've talked about doing, you know, which is packing the Supreme Court, splitting up the Western states into four or five other states, you know, California and Washington and things like that, Puerto Rico, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, unfortunately, we're going to see nothing good out of the Biden administration, no matter what happens.
Oh, well, yeah, I agree.
But if they have total power, I don't think the American people can grasp what that would really mean.
Right.
Until it happens. And I think they will roll out every agenda item that they have had on the books for a long time, so that within, I think you'll know within 100 days, you know, if they do have the Senate, what's going to happen, you know, because Biden will roll out his first 100 days. But then, more importantly, 6 months in, I think you'll really start to feel the effects. One thing we know is that they're going to tax us to death.
Right.
The other thing we know is they're going to come after our firearms. And then, you know, other than that, they're going to want and will pass a climate change agenda, which is actually just another huge tax on us as a country.
Right.
And they're going to diminish our standing in the world as a power in the world. And that would happen even without this victory, but it would happen, I think, even faster and more, and even bigger than if Biden was just had the presidency. So I think the consequences for us as a people, I think Steve Dace, was it? No, I think it was Glenn Beck this morning, said that if we lose this, you know, if they win tonight, then this is the last day of America as we know it.
Yeah.
And I think that is a good way to put it, although a lot of folks may not quite understand what that will mean. My fear, and it is a fear because I really don't want confrontation.
Right.
But my fear is that if there was, if they did do that and we had our own, you know, we have a number of states like Florida, Texas, there's a number of states that really won't want to go that way. And if we banded together and said we're going to stay, you know, five states, seven, whatever it might turn out to be, we're going to stay the traditional America. You all can do what you want, just leave us alone. The problem with that is I don't think they'll be able to leave us alone because they're gonna not want a competing possibility to exist on the continent.
Of course. Yeah.
So I think the likelihood of a possible showdown, an unpleasant showdown, is much higher if they have total control than if it's just the Biden administration, which in and of itself will not be pleasant.
Right.
You know, it will affect, they'll close down everything. You know, you're not going to be able to move. You're not going to be able to do business. You're not going to be able to send your schools, kids to private school or parochial schools. All that's going to be gone.
Yeah.
The litany.
Yeah, I know their plan. The question I wonder about is which thing are they going to do? Should they gain power? Should we even find out tonight? Which some are saying we may not find out tonight.
Well,
of course.
We might not. Yeah.
Which will be the first thing that they'll do? Should they gain, you know, both chambers and that and have the White House? You know.
Well, I think high on the list would be climate change agreements.
Yeah.
Reinstituting the Iran deal, everything that this president has withdrawn us from, rightfully so, they will immediately reinstitute. So that will throw the Middle East in somewhat of a turmoil, because they'll once again be funding the PLO.
Yeah.
So all the gains that have been made in this 4 years will be wiped out. Could easily be wiped out within a six-month period, and that will bode really, really badly for Israel, Saudi Arabia. Our energy independence that we have now will be gone because they'll stop that.
Right.
Which means we'll be buying oil from the Middle East again.
Gas prices will go up, all of
and
it.
Guys,
yeah.
Gas prices will go up. And well, he's already said.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Just by the green energy thing,
yes,
that'll drive
yes.
prices up too.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, their plan is to deindustrialize us,
yes.
basically.
Yeah.
Not themselves, of course.
Well, no, they'll live in their mansions with all their amenities.
Just like with Obamacare, you know, we had to put up with all that stuff. The representatives don't; they're not. None of that affects them. So this also, they will have their own little walled city, so to speak, and we'll be the peasants out in the fields that the serfs, basically.
Right.
So we'll go from being citizens, because that's exactly what they want to do. I mean, if they're going to open our borders and let everyone in the world come in, or just even everyone in South America come in, then your position as a citizen will be gone. Your health care will be gone, because they're going to take it all away. It's all going to be under Medicare or Medicaid or whatever, a combination, which means that you'll get terrible care if you get it at all.
Right.
And then they will ration it with death panels.
Which is what they do in other places around the world.
They just do in the UK and some other countries, yes. So everything that that Democrats who voted for these people, regular Democrats, not the Marxist crazy, you know, the far, far left progressives and the Marxists, but just people who have identified for generations as Democrats, go in and vote, really not quite understanding or foolishly believing that they're voting for Democrats, even FDR. Or, you know what I'm saying? That it can't be that bad. We'll be okay. That's not going to happen. And these people are going to be, they're not going to go around and say, well, this guy lives in this house is a Democrat, so he can keep his house. It's not going to happen that way.
Right.
All of it's going to be gone. So we're going to be, well, like you've mentioned before, kind of a Brave New World 1984.
Oh, they're gonna rush towards that. Yeah, I do have one. I mean, I tend to agree with you. I think that the Democrats tonight, or whenever we find out, you know, who knows, I think they're going to take both seats. But one thing I was reading, and I can't remember where, is that Georgia had, the reason we're in this mess, because Georgia has a peculiar law that says you need to get 50% of the vote, and that this has actually happened a few times in Georgia's history. And each time that it's happened, it's been the GOP voters that have gone out in mass to vote in the runoff, not the Democrats. Time that it's happened. So, who knows? I couldn't find any reliable polls that show, I mean, I know they're neck and neck, but I couldn't find any polls that show just how close they are. So, I don't know.
Well, I think that the Democrat, those two things are going to happen. You're going to have fraudulent votes to start off with, a significant amount of that, like you did in the general election.
Absolutely.
You're going to have people floating in from other states voting. I guess it would be a miracle, and maybe that's possible, that you would have a relatively normal election, in which case, if it's theoretically neck and neck, maybe they'll split. Who knows? Maybe both Republicans will win. But I don't believe with what's happened in the general election that that's going to happen in this, because this is extremely important to them.
Right.
And I don't see them not trying to steal this.
Conversely, could you possibly see a scenario where they feel, hey, we got away with the big one, why push our luck? Or is that just wishful thinking? Yeah.
No, I don't see that at all. Because I think their hubris is such that, having been successful at doing that and having the Supreme Court not having the guts to look at the fact that if there was fraud, and it's not a question of how much fraud and where, as Barr was saying, which really disappointed me in him.
Yeah.
It's a fact, if it existed at all anywhere, we have a responsibility
to do something
and
about
if,
it.
And if it means overturning the election, or even having to have another election, then so be it.
Well, we'll see what happens tomorrow, too, you know? I mean,
but don't forget, one of the things on their agenda is to do away with the Electoral College. So if all these things fall into place, and yes, there could be some things that don't go quite the way they would like it, but assuming, just for argument's sake, that they get the majority of what they want, which would give them the power they want, you're not going to have... Republicans may win like they did in House seats and stuff like that. They may do very well for the next few years to offset the power in D.C. But once they have this power, because they've been fraudulent getting it, both in the presidential election and possibly this election, they are not going to play. I mean, to think that they're going to get the ability to call all the shots and then say we're going to follow the Constitution is ludicrous.
Yeah.
They are going to dismantle it and they're going to dismantle it by absolutely ignoring it. So if they want to bring Puerto Rico or D.C. or these other states and make them state, you know, break them up and make them states, they're not going to go out and say, well, we have to have 35 states vote on this as an amendment to do it. They're just going to do it.
They're just going to do it, yeah.
They're just going to do it. If they want to, you know, re-engage a treaty and make join the treaty with the European Union, with Iran, they're going to do what Obama did in the first place. They're not going to run it by the Senate. And if they control the Senate, it won't matter because it'll pass.
Right.
So, no, they're not going to. The one thing they will not have is any fear. Because they will be in a position where, other than us having an uprising.
I was going to say, the only fear that they might have is if, you know, we organize.
Well, I think that's a big fear that they're going to have. And the question is, and I think we should do that. And the question is, I think that when that occurs, and I believe it will, and I hope it does, is that we do it in a peaceful way.
Yes.
At first. And if that doesn't work, or they try to put it down, because don't forget, like the Tea Party was, you know, riots, and the riots were the Tea Party.
Right.
Then, you know, if we have to, we will do what we have to do to, like, protect ourselves and the traditions we want to protect. If they want to challenge us on that, on the field of battle, then so be it. If they want to just let us go and they go their way, great. But I don't see any way that, and this is, obviously, there's always possibility, but it would a very small possibility that they would. They're so power hungry and been so successful,
yeah,
that they would not want a clean field.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I agree.
So,
and that'll determine kind of our topics in the run up to the inauguration. I would say that we'll kind of lock down what a lot of that might look like after we find out the results tonight, and based a lot on what happens tomorrow. With this, you know, people refusing to certify electors and calling for a 10-day audit, I think that what we'll do is we'll kind of lay out our topics for our little series after this next 48 hours.
Okay.
So it's been a good intro, and you know, I mean, hopefully we find out the results tonight. My gut really tells me that. And I don't know why I feel this way. There's no reason to indicate that we shouldn't. I just don't. I don't know that we're gonna know tonight. I don't know that it'll be a long, drawn-out process.
If
but I don't think by like.
Thing, but if it's fraudulent, we'll probably know tonight.
Yeah,
because
good point.
They'll have enough votes for them to say that. You know, it's.
Well, and then if the Republicans win, they'll
want
to contest it. So.
If it's within a couple of points where, you know, someone could say I want a recount or something like that, but. Other than that.
And we'll end on this. Who knows if they don't reach, if no one reaches the 50%, don't forget we go again, because
right.
That's Georgia's law. So.
Right. And that's a yeah, that's
I mean, it's actually. With how neck and neck it was the last time. It's very possible.
Yeah. Let's end on this one thought.
Okay.
The Democrats got a person who's been in Congress for 47 years and done nothing, and been vice president and done nothing. They got him out of his basement and made him president of the United States. He didn't do that.
It's a pretty remarkable feat if you think about it. I almost have to take a drink to
that. They can do whatever they want in Georgia.
That's a good point. That really is. All right, hold over for just one second.